The GJA has welcomed the apology of the Jan brothers for the assault on the Daily Graphic Ashanti regional correspondent Daniel Kenu. GJA's president Afelmoni said the apology is an admission by the Jan brothers that they erred in attacking Daniel Kenu, however suggested a compensation package for the graphic reporter. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Moni expressed his appointment with Mr. Kenu's withdrawal of the case from court, saying the case was a fine opportunity for the GJA to show that it can bite.
The Jan brothers have realized that they erred molesting Daniel Kenu, the Daily Graphic editor for Ashanti, and our huge interest in the case was still predicated on the principle that an attack against one journalist is an attack against all journalists. And the case against the Jan brothers, or the case involving Daniel Kenu, is one issue whose tentacles extend far beyond Daniel Kenu, Daily Graphic, and even the entire media fraternity. It's a whole national issue, because an assault of any kind, of any magnitude, to be found upon and condemned and even punished accordingly. We have accepted the apology, but we believe that there are some lingering issues which ought to be settled. That is a compensation package for Daniel Kenu. Even though Daniel Kenu has come out to distance himself from any package, from any compensation, he says, he was no more interested in the case. But I believe that it's one criminal case which must be settled on all fronts. And one key front which settled is that of compensation, because he actually had a brush with death. He took the arm of God, the saving grace of God, to spare his life. So we believe the Jan brothers and the lawyer can go the extra mile to come up with a package which will reflect, which will match the magnitude of the offense.
As president of GJA, you sound disappointed that Daniel Kenu withdrew the case from court.
Certainly yes, because we had banked on the case, on this case. We saw it as a one winnable case with which we were going to send signals strong, loud and clear to the perpetrators of atrocities and monstrosities against journalists, people who take the law into their hands, people who want to pour their venom or their frustration on journalists whose duty is just to ask questions or to do their reporterial work within the confines of the law. We've been accused time with that number of only issuing statements or backing without biting. For once, we thought we had the finest opportunity not only to back but also to bite as well. But we proposed, but Daniel Kenu disposed. We are still living with shock, and we try to reconcile ourselves to the reality that Daniel Kenu has let ourselves down.
You heard President of the GJA, Roland Afelmoni.
Meanwhile, media practitioners are still divided on whether the apology rendered by the Jan family to Daniel Kenu is enough. While some indicate that the apology alone is enough, others think it should be backed with some compensation package. Radio Ghana sampled the views of some journalists in Accra.
What else can we say? I mean, the apology is enough. I listened to the press conference, and they've also agreed that obviously nobody has the right to treat any journalist in whichever ill-mannered way they wish to do that. So I think the apology is enough, and they've been honorable enough to apologize and recognize their mistake. And we're also glad that they also know that the media stands in a very vantage position when it comes to the development of this nation across all sectors. But one thing that I find so worrying and disturbing is the position of the GJA, saying that Mr. Kenu needs compensation. I mean, that defeats the whole compensation for what? We want the right thing to be done. So is the GJA trying to tell us that if we are attacked all the time, then we need compensation? We need more than compensation. The compensation that is being posed for the GJA, to me, I think defeats the whole argument.
Yeah, so I think they should be compensated, because he fell sick, actually. I think the apology is good enough, but they should be compensated, because the guy went to the hospital and he incurred some bills. So the compensation would go a long way for him.
Well, I think the apology alone from the Assam Ajans family is not enough, because I'm seeing it an angle that they are taking the media for granted. And if I am supposed to work for you, for the whole Ghana to know what you are doing, and at the end of the day you beat me up, which means you don't need my service. But on the other hand, it's Kenu who has to pursue this case to the latter. If he has withdrawn the case, then he's playing on the integrity of the profession. But I also want to say that the Ajans family themselves, they have also
For me, I think the apology at this time, it's enough, because in the first place, the one involved has withdrawn the case, and having withdrawn the case, then it means that he has decided to forget about the whole issue. So if the other party has deemed it fit to apologize, I don't think there's something else they need to do. Unless, of course, there was an agreement between the two of them and there are other things they have agreed to do aside the apology. If not, I think apology is enough for now.